Our next story is about being a newcomer to the U.S. and people's first memories here. In Philadelphia, there's a project documenting these memories, specifically from South Asian immigrants. The stories can be intimate, bittersweet, and sometimes a bit oddball. The World's Monica Campbell has more.
If you've ever moved abroad or have relatives who've emigrated to America, chances are the memories from those first days after arrival are crystal clear. From finding a place to live, a job, just navigating life as a newcomer. How about when Sameep Malik asked his parents from India about their arrival to Chicago?
My mother talks about coming in. What was really fascinating for her were escalators. She'd never seen an escalator before. And so for her, stairs that move for you, where you don't actually have to walk up the stairs, were really fascinating. For my parents, that was 40 years ago.
Malik heads up the South Asian American Digital Archive in Philadelphia. He's collecting stories like these, micro-histories, through the archive's First Days project. He acknowledges that this isn't an Ellis Island-type moment in U.S. history, but America's South Asian community is growing fast, and he wants to document this particular flood of immigrants.
So those who trace their heritage to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Bhutan, and the Maldives, anyone who has immigrated to the United States has a story about their arrival.
So far, Malik's received about 50 stories captured on video and over the phone. Here's Abha Shukla on her first days at a U.S. high school after attending a strict all-girls school in India.
And then I come here to a public school where kids are making out in the hallways. That was a culture shock.
People from congested Indian cities talk about the thrill of zooming down U.S. freeways. There's also homesickness, says Ali Katao from Pakistan.
You come over and then suddenly it's a different environment and you don't have a single friend. I mean, zero, zilch. You're starting with a blank slate the first day. Now ask me, after a month, oh my God, I was a party animal.
We also hear how some arrivals weren't planned for at all.
My name is Sadruddin Narani, and I came in San Diego on 23rd of December 1981 at the age of 23.
Narani's from Bangladesh and was with the Merchant Navy at the time. His ship had anchored at San Diego for a while, and then, after a day of shore leave with fellow sailors, Narani went to the port.
And when I came back, my boat was not there. We did not have any belongings because everything, our passport, all the documents, and the money, everything was in the boat.
The mishap sent Narani into an abyss. Remember, early 80s, no cell phones, no email. And it was Christmas Eve, so he checked into a hotel.
I couldn't sleep all night, so, I was just flipping on the bed to think about what's going to happen. And we're going to lose a job, and how are we going to get back? We don't have no documents to get back home. Because I had no interest living in America at the time. I still had my fiancé back home, my family that I was supporting.
So Narani headed to Chicago. He had a distant cousin there, and in all, it took more than 6 months to get his paperwork together. Meantime, Narani started getting by in the U.S.
Yeah, I started doing, layman jobs and going to school and got settled. And then I started liking it. So I went back to Pakistan in 1983. And then I got married and then came back.
During those first days, Narani also met a local politician and volunteered. He was floored by the casualness of it all. Narani, now 55, has become something of a big shot himself in Chicago. He got elected to local councils, something he would have considered impossible in his stratified society back home. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.
We've got a link to the South Asian American Project at theworld.org, and we're also collecting first days memories from immigrants from any part of the world. We've already received some. Fadumo Adan, who moved to Minneapolis from Kenya, remembers seeing snow for the first time, and her mom thinking Cocoa Puffs were dog food. Mistake is understandable. Want to tell us your story? Write it, record it, and share it all at theworld.org.